Hey, welcome to the Mikowski Project. For a while now, I've wanted to do a podcast. And here I am driving home from work on a fairly hot summer's day in Australia. And I thought, what better time than now to record my first podcast. So here we are. I want to chat to you a bit about life. Different aspects of life, my daily tasks, the daily grind, and just different things in life that are on my mind, I guess. It can be like a open diary to the world, my thoughts. So I don't know, like, what did I do today? I trained some new guys in my job. Both guys were born overseas. One of them was comes from India, came over with his wife to study, and I asked him, I said, why did you choose Adelaide to live or come study when you're moving from India, chose Australia, and why did you choose Adelaide? Considering Adelaide's one of the smaller capital cities, as opposed to a lot of people choose Sydney and Melbourne. So he said that he googled like good places to live, and Adelaide, he said, I think he said it was ranked number 5, the 5th best city in the world to live, based on like the economy, based on job prospects, value, like house values. They're not crazy expensive here in Adelaide. So he said he chose Adelaide because it was a good place to live. I think Melbourne was ranked above Adelaide, but the downfall of Melbourne is house prices, like the cost of living is considerably higher, but you're not getting more money for your jobs. You're getting the same money in most cases. So yeah, he chose Adelaide, and I thought that was interesting. The other guy was from Africa. He was born in Kenya, but his family was from another African country. I can't remember right now. It's on the tip of my tongue. Ah, shit. Anyway, he was born in Kenya in a refugee camp. And him and his family members applied to come to Australia as refugees. And he came over when he was 12 years old. He's now 21. So he's been living here for a while. He's just found it very interesting. Like, can you imagine that, being born in a refugee camp, and you're just seeing killings and war, there's war all around you all the time, and eventually you've got to pack up and try and move, and I hope in most cases people are accepting of him and people like him coming over. But, you know, there's a lot of narrow-minded people out there that are just, their thinking and mentality is along the lines of, get out of my country, we're full, and all that kind of shit. But when, like, obviously, when you think about the white man or Europeans who came to Australia first, obviously, we're invading a country, so to speak. The Aboriginals were here first, and I guess their thinking was, when we came, get out of here, we don't want you here. Or maybe they were more curious as to who we were until we started killing them and raping their women. But this is getting a bit deep and a bit serious, isn't it? I wanted this to be more of a comedy style podcast, but I'm not a professional comedian. But I'll try. I don't want to try and be funny either. I want things to come naturally. While we're on the subject, that's a good segue into comedy. That's something I've always wanted to do. Stand-up comedy. I just never have, I guess, had the balls to get on stage. And the other thing is, I guess, obviously, it's a bit of work in the sense that most comedy clubs are in the city, and I live, like, not that far away from the city, like, half-hour drive from the city. But, I mean, as most people, you work your job, you go home, and then you've got to, you go home, you might go to the gym or go play some sport or something, and then you've got to find some time and motivation to get off your ass and go into the city then and do some stand-up comedy gigs, like open mics and get into the scene. Do that until God knows what hour. Come back home, go back to bed and go to your job. So you've got to have, go back to your job the next day. So you've got to have a lot of commitment and love for it and want to really, really, really do it, I guess. Which is a good thing because we don't want shit stand-ups. We know there's enough shit stand-ups out there. So, I mean, if you're listening to this, you're into the podcast scene, I presume. Otherwise, you wouldn't have never found my tiny little podcast. You know, a lot of the podcasts I like to listen to are done by stand-up comedians. I really got into podcasting first by the Joe Rogan Experience. Joe's podcast is great. He does so many of them nowadays, I'm not able to listen to them all. And to be honest, nor do I want to listen to them all, because some of the guests, I just personally don't have a great interest in what they've got to talk about. But still, most of them, I do have a great interest in what they want to talk about. So Joe's podcast, I think I got into them in the, I don't know what he's up to, 300 plus nowadays. But I got into him in the 20s. Woo! Some cars stopping suddenly around me. Yeah, Joe's podcasts are great. Very informative. Some of them have been great, like the Graham Hancock ones. Everyone loves them, including me. His classic ones. I just listened to one he did with Bert Kreischer the other day. I love Bert on there. He brings the party with him, doesn't he? So he's a party in a bottle. And Joey Diaz, when he's on there, they're great podcasts. So there's some other ones I like to listen to. The Bert Cast, the Joey, the Church of What's Happening Now with Joey Diaz. What else? Bill Burr. Now, Bill Burr does most of his podcasts, the Monday Morning Podcast and the Thursday Afternoon Monday Morning Podcast, I think he calls it. Does them by himself. And this is kind of where I've got the idea to do this. Now, Bill's a fucking genius and I'm not. So mine's going to be shit compared to his. So if you're listening to this and you think it's even half decent, you got to listen to Bill Burr's podcast, because his is fucking awesome. Old Billy Red Nuts. So they're just a few of the ones I really like to listen to. Now, I'm actually driving on my way to the gym, and this cocksucker doesn't know what he wants to do at the roundabout. Now, we've got a learner over here. Got to watch out for the fucking learners. All right, here we go. I'm getting out of this place. All right. I've had my pre-workout. I can feel the better alanine. I think that's how you pronounce it. It makes your skin itchy. Gives you the tingles. So I've had that on the way to my workout. I'm going to do some shoulders today. Work those shoulders. God knows they need it. Fucking, I feel like I've been working out for like 2 years solid now. I'm 34. It's like December 9th or something today. 2015, I think it's December 9th, I've really got no idea, and I've been working out pretty solid for like 2 years now, and I see very little gains, like if any, you know, and I'm lifting fucking 4 or 5 times a week, lifting good heavy weights, slowly progressing in strength. Admittedly, my diet's not on point. I don't eat probably as much protein as I need each and every day. I drink most days. Drink some beers and some wine. that's not good for me. So I've got to, I guess, cut the drinking back a bit, or a lot, and up my protein intake to, I know you've got to be in a calorie surplus to make gains, but fucking every time I go into calorie surplus, I get fat because I'm consuming the wrong calories. My calorie surplus will be from alcohol or fucking potato chips. So, yeah, in fact, I recently lost some weight. I was like 85 kilo and now I'm 77. So I restricted some of my calories to drop some body fat. So I think it lost, might have lost a little bit of muscle mass with that. So I'm backing up my calories, but trying to make those calories good calories, not your bad calories. So I'm almost at the gym. I got Bill Burr's gym song stuck in my head. I go to the gym every day. It's just become a part of my life. And if you don't want to be a fatty, you go to the gym every day, you fucking cunt. I've got people looking at me now. I'm at the stoplight. They're like, what the fuck is that guy doing? Alright. So I'm going to a Jets gym. 24-hour Jets gym. Let's hope there's some nice booty in here. Isn't that one of the great motivators of going to the gym? Booty. Alright. Shoulders and triceps. Gonna smash them out. Try and do at least a 1 hour session. Oh no, hour minimum 1 hour, maybe hour and a half, up to two. Alright. I'm gonna leave it here. We might do another one. Well, I'll definitely do another one. I wanna do a few of these. Hopefully they'll get better, more entertaining for you, funnier, and I don't know. If I get a bit of a following, we'll read some emails, we'll interact. Thanks for listening, guys, and have a good day. Speak soon.